Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Rochelle's a bit pissed off at me right now.
Eric ate all the cookies.
I ate all the cookies.
Eric always eats all the cookies.
I thought you had some.
Yeah, you just assume.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, Eric, Rochelle's probably had just as many as I have had. I'll just have three more, even though there's only like, what, eight in the tin?
So I ate all the cookies. You had one, right?
Yeah, I had one from that tin. I should have just never told you that there were cookies in that tin, because you're so blind with finding stuff, you wouldn't even realize it.
You told me that there was cookies in the tin, and then I'm like...
And then they were gone.
I didn't even know for like a week. I just assumed that it was just that we had eaten all the cookies.
That you had eaten all the cookies.
That I had eaten all the cookies. And then there was more, and I was so happy when you told me that. Like, you are shitting me. There's more cookies. And then I kind of... Is it bad
monster
to have like a cookie for breakfast?
You had a cookie for breakfast?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yes, that's probably not a very healthy breakfast.
But they're so good. I was in the kitchen, I was making my lunch. I'm like, oh, let's grab a cookie. This kid's making lunch.
See, but you do that all the time. You like, probably every single time you're in the kitchen, you're like, oh, I'll just grab a cookie.
You know, making lunch is hard work. I need a reward for my hard work. And that comes in the form of a cookie.
Whatever.
Rochelle has said that she's
gonna... I just know from now on, I'm going to have to like double batch the cookies so that I can actually have
some. And you hide one batch and only tell me that you made one.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, I only made this meme, Eric. That's it. And we just have to learn to live with what we have. And then you'll have your secret tin and you'll be in like the bathroom for half an hour. I'm like, are you done? I'm like, and you'd be like, I'm in the bathroom. Munch, 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 munch.
Hide cookies in the bathroom? That seems kind of gross.
It's in a tin. It's like hygienic and stuff.
No, but I will have to, like, I'm going to have my own secret stash.
Yeah, I know.
Because even the chocolate chips for the cookies, like, if I don't make chocolate chip cookies right away, right when the chocolate chip bag is opened, where do all the chocolate chips go, Eric?
In my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're probably making lunch in the morning. And you're like, oh, there's no cookies, but there's chocolate chips.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Holy shit. You're addicted. I think you have a problem.
I have a problem. I need help.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not crack.
Yeah. Hey, thank your lucky stars for that. It's not a horrible drug habit. I could be doing crack cocaine or heroin. Just a little bit of chocolate here and there. It doesn't hurt anybody. Sure, you don't have cookies when you want them, but I can always go out and get cookies.
I know, but I like the cookies that I make.
They are good.
Yeah.
They're great cookies, which is probably why I ate them all.
Yeah. Anyway, still have banana bread.
Yeah. There you go. Still banana bread. We have like, what, 20 of those fucking things?
Yeah.
In the freezer?
Yeah, well, because I know that if I actually want to have anything, I have to bake a shitload of it.
Well, mostly it's because we buy bananas and they always go bad. Like, we have 5 frozen bananas in the freezer right now.
That's the reason why banana bread exists, Eric.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yep. Anything else going on? No?
No, not really.
Okay. Nothing going on.
Well, I made a big announcement on Facebook today.
Yeah, she made cookies.
What?
You made cookies?
No, I made a big announcement on Facebook today.
That you liked a certain post?
No.
What?
You know what it is.
I don't know. I'm not on Facebook.
You also made an announcement on Twitter, too.
That I ate lunch. And I don't know. Let's get into some news.
You're such a dick.
I'm such a dick.
You just want me to say it, don't you?
I don't care. You say whatever you want.
You say whatever you want.
Yeah. I was going to think about all the cookies I ate today and how good they were.
I'm going to hit you. Do you want me to beat you up right now?
Don't do it.
Cookie monster.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Thanks.
Really?
But I have all these really good stories that I like really totally need to get into.
What?
Okay, Eric.
Well, what's so fucking important that you just need to
get into your stories then?
That you just need to stop the show. Oh, it's all Rochelle has a big fucking announcement. All right, Rochelle. What's the fucking announcement?
Eric's going to be a daddy.
Yeah, there we go. I knocked up some hooker.
Oh, no.
And now she's claiming that I'm the daddy. But honestly, I don't even remember seeing her before in my life. And unless there's some sort of paternity test, that bitch has got nothing on me. So.
Sorry, Eric and Rochelle are going to be parents.
Who's what? Who knocked you up?
You did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Just hope so.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to happen.
That's going to happen. Yep. So I made an announcement on Facebook, let everybody know that we're going to have a baby. And it was crazy. I got like the most comments ever.
This is why you should follow me on Twitter. Like, you know, I don't say these things just so you go, oh, yeah. I'll
and do- how did you phrase your announcement on Twitter? It was interesting.
Oh, yeah. I think I said something to the extent of, I'm sitting here bringing it up because I can't remember and it's worth.
Why do people always complain about not sleeping after they have a baby? Why don't they complain about all the shit and piss they have to clean up?
Hold on.
Oh, by the way, we're going to have one in June.
I'll read you exactly what I wrote. Why do people say enjoy sleep now on a baby announcement rather than have fun cleaning up all the shit and piss? Oh, yeah. Having one in June. That's how I, you know, we tell the world differently. Rochelle likes to make a big fucking deal of it.
What? Are you kidding me? I just wrote that we're going to be bringing a new human being into the world.
Yep. Like it or not.
Yeah.
This fucking thing is going to have to deal with
it. We will increase the population by one.
Yep. So this is happening, later on this year. So it'll be good times, you know, cause you know,
we should record the delivery and make it a tip, tap, tip. Podcast that would be fucked.
Be like fucking like 8 hours of
Eric
screaming,
will be like, yeah,
4 hours of you like, calling me
Rochelle,
a piece of shit.
Rochelle, calm down. We gotta do some stories.
It's like, just hold on, Rochelle. Could you just hold it in for a minute?
Well, after I play the theme, I gotta play the theme song first.
Fuck, you're always ruining the show.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nuts.
Yeah, so yeah, that's gonna happen. It should be fun. You know, and as soon as the thing can talk, we'll throw a microphone in front of its face and we'll, have a co-host right there.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason why, like, babies are more interesting than cats.
They talk.
Because they eventually, like, do stuff.
So
cats never really do, they can't talk. They never can talk. They never will be able to talk. I kind of wish our cat would be able to talk.
We have an understanding, the cat and I. We don't need to speak the same language. It goes meow. I know what that meow means, right? It usually means...
A cat meows so much. How could you know what the meows mean?
Because 99% of the meows are, I'm annoyed at something. All right?
More like, pet me right now, fuckface. I've been at home by myself for 8 hours licking my crotch and I'm bored.
Yeah.
I think that's what the meows mean.
Yeah, actually, I put an interesting idea on Twitter today. Yeah, just because I know that, like, for about the first month or so after baby arrives, we're not going to be doing any shows. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
But what I did, I came up with this great idea in that if there's any other Canadian podcasters out there who want to substitute as hosts for a show, kind of take over the show for an episode or whatever, hey, throw your name in the hat and we'll work something out. You know,
oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. So, for example, if
as long as they don't like try and kibosh tip tap tip.
The other rule is be nice.
I like that word.
What?
Kibosh.
So if you are interested, yeah, you know, it's not going to be for a bit, but hey, if you
it'll be around June.
Yeah, June. And we'll work something out. You record the episode. I just put it up and have nothing else to do with it.
Thanks.
So.
I also, do you want to ask people for like baby name suggestions? Because I'm having a difficult time with that.
Yeah. We don't know what it is yet. And so if you have any ideas, any good ideas.
And we're not going to name it Tip or Tap.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. For real.
And Eric Jr. is also a no.
See, I have to object to that.
Yeah, well, obviously, because you want it to be named after you. That's so-
I want to create a legacy, Rochelle. right now. And you're putting an end to that.
You can give him the middle name, Eric.
Yeah.
It's going to have your last name anyway. That's already a legacy.
Eric the Second. If it's a boy. Come on, that's fucking awesome. That would mean
really? Would you like it if you were named Bruce the Second?
You know, as long as my dad was awesome, I'd be pretty fucking proud, all right?
Your dad is awesome.
Exactly. So.
Well, if it's a girl, you want to name it Rochelle the Second?
No, I'll name it something better.
Oh, see, you are such a dick. You cookie monster dissing dick.
Yeah, I don't like that name.
You know what was so irritating today? I had out running around doing stuff, and I got called Rachel every single fucking place I went to.
Oh, just because they have your name on file or whatever, and then they're like...
And they're like, Rachel. At the pharmacy, at the doctor's office, because that's the one thing about getting pregnant is you see the doctor so many times, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And then I went to the glasses place to get contacts, and it was Rachel.
It's like, what's wrong with these people? It's not like your name is spelled Rachel. It's R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E.
I know, L.
There's two the L's ending. And an E at there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you would think that people would be able to figure that shit out. It's like they don't see that last L and E.
So that's the one criteria for the baby's name, is that however it's spelt should be exactly like what it sounds like should be exactly how it's spelt.
Okay. So
do you know what I mean? So that, because it is really irritating when people look at your name and they say it differently and you have to correct them every single time.
It's like those Irish or Scottish names, which are really weird.
Like what?
Oh, well, like Sinead.
But Sinead O'Connor made that name really famous, so everybody should know how to say that.
No, I know, but like I'm just using that one as an example. There's like a lot of like sort of odd or Welsh names, which are just weird because it's all like all consonants with like a couple Y's thrown in there for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Like Gwyneth. No, we're not going to do that.
No.
All right, so info@tiptaptip.com. Hey, we need ideas because we have nothing.
Well, I have a few ideas. I don't think you have any ideas.
Oh, I have lots of ideas, but you hate them all.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
Okay.
It was the same as when we got married and you're like, yeah, let's like do that thing where we dress up as like Star Trek people and then get married. No, you never said that, but like your ideas were just ridiculous, like because like we're never going to do something that crazy. Remember the idea that you had about having a friend of ours videotape us driving in a convertible, and then somebody shoots you in the head with a paintball gun, and then instead of brains coming out of your head, flowers come out of your head. That's what you wanted our wedding video to be.
I wanted our wedding pictures.
That's not romantic.
I wanted our wedding photos to be us full on fighting. I mean, like, just punching each other in the face, hair pulling, like, blood.
So that, like, when we have our kid will be like, oh,
and then
where's the wedding pictures from mommy and daddy? Oh, look, there they are, beating each other senseless.
Standing there smiling, like, you've given me a black eye, you've scraped across the face, and we're just like, happy wedding.
Yeah, but that's not...
Well, that didn't happen.
I know, but do you get what I mean? Like, that's kind of it's like such a ridiculous idea that it's kind of stupid. And you're doing the same thing with the baby names. Your idea for the baby name was Ulysses.
It's a good name. Like,
no, it's not.
It's a good
name. No, it's not. If you were named Ulysses, would you be happy with that name?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
It's stupid. It's so ridiculous and stupid.
It is the best name.
No, it's not. You even think Zeus is an awesome name.
No, no, not Zeus. That's...
You really, seriously, like, if I said, Eric, Ulysses is an awesome name, you would name our kid Ulysses.
In a heartbeat.
And for
I'm
real?
I'm not joking.
You're not joking.
I'm totally not joking.
Oh, my goodness. It's so ridiculous. But like, you'd name a cat Ulysses. That would be funny. But not a kid. Do you even know who Ulysses is?
Yeah, I know who Ulysses is.
Who?
Well, there's the whole story of Ulysses, and there's the James Joyce book Ulysses, and then there's...
Yeah, okay, so who is Ulysses?
I don't know the exact story.
You don't? Well, maybe you should know that before you decide that you want to name our kid that. Well, because he's like a Greek god, right?
Yeah.
Greek god of what?
Of kicking ass and taking names.
How do you know that?
Because that's what Greek gods do.
No, some of them have like really bad things that they've done. Like they've like raped their daughters and made other gods and goddesses. Like
Then I'll say I named him after the book.
Have you read the book?
Yes, I have read the book. It was
for real.
Yes.
Like the whole thing.
Yes. It wasn't the easiest read.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked if you read the whole thing.
It took me a while. And there was some times where I'm going, what the fuck is going on here?
So
okay, most of the time I was going, what the shit?
So did you understand it?
It was...
See?
I understand the word.
It would be, okay, like, you can't name your kid after something that you don't really know anything about. You just think it's cool. That would be the same as, like, naming a kid, like, Luke Skywalker, but you've never actually seen any Star Wars movies. You just think it sounds cool.
Can we name it Luke Skywalker?
No. You're so bad.
Luke Skywalker Skiller.
You know the one name that I think is kind of cool is Skylar.
Oh.
Well, you don't like Skylar for...
You want to fucking barf.
Oh. Why?
It's such a stupid fucking name.
Why?
I'm Skylar.
For a guy?
Oh, no. I'd rather kick myself in the balls 1,000 times.
See, we're never going to come up with anything because we don't agree on anything.
Yeah, that's why we need suggestions from you. info@tiptaptip.com. You get a fucking t-shirt.
What about Spock?
Yeah, okay. Anyways, yeah, we need suggestions fast because this thing's not it's not stopping. It's going to come.
Yeah.
I guess. Skylar? Fuck. It's the worst name ever.
Whatever.
Who told you that? Where'd you hear that?
No, I knew a guy when I was younger. I carpooled with him when I was a kid, and his name was Skylar, and I just always thought it was a cool name.
Guy's probably a fucking dork.
No, he was actually really cool.
Yeah. With a name like Skylar? Doubt it.
Whatever, Eric.
I was named after something cool. I was named after a fucking football player. How you like them apples?
Yeah, but you don't even like football.
I like...
You don't even know anything about football.
I know that he was on the Toronto Argonauts in, like, the 1970s.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about football.
Okay,
do you know how football works?
Yeah, because I played it, you know, I played it in, like, phys ed in high school. So I know how it works.
Okay. But you don't follow football or watch football.
No, because it's a boring sport to watch.
So then why do you think being named after a football player is cool?
Because it implies that I'm tough as shit. All right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there you
go. So what's like super cool right now that we can name our kid after? Hockey player?
Yeah. Mixed martial arts. I'm sure there's some cool guys in there.
Bruce Lee.
I don't know. So many things. Anyways, we need your help. info@tiptaptip.com.
What about Jarvis?
I'd be behind that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not joking. Yeah.
I don't mind that name.
We'll write it down so we don't forget.
Okay.
All right. What else is going on? Well, besides our big things, which go on, Eurovision apparently hasn't stopped.
Sweet.
We have a song from Cyprus, which just announced today, in fact, their song, which is going to be representing them in May. Singer called Evie Amadou, and a song called La La Love. Now, apparently, before we get to playing this video, apparently in Montenegro, has announced their singer and their song, but there's no video yet because the music, even though they've announced the song, the music hasn't been released yet.
So I think that instead of saying that every single time a country...
No, the reason I'm saying it is because the singer's name is... I wanted to make a point of mentioning their singer's name because it's possibly the best name for any singer that I've ever heard in Eurovision. And it is... Hold on to your shit. Rambo Amadeus. That is the name of the singer, which is going to be representing Montenegro.
Nice.
And their song called Euro Neuro. But that song hasn't become available yet. But as soon as it does, we will be playing it because...
Rambo.
How could I not play a song by a guy named Rambo Amadeus?
So what are we going to listen to right now again?
I'm going to be listening to a song from Cyprus. Hold on. What the fuck? Pushing buttons. Singer called Evie Amadou, their song called La La Love. I haven't heard this yet, so you're going to get a genuine
reaction. Cyprus is by Greece, right?
Yeah, it's like a little island off of Greece. Okay. So that's that.
I think the only thing I didn't like about it is that auto-tone.
Yeah,
is that what that stuff is called?
The auto-tune stuff, yeah.
I don't like that stuff. Over that since Cher did it in, 1992?
I don't know.
Or whatever.
I don't know what to say about that song.
Whatever, you like it. You no, totally like it, don't you?
No, not really. It's kind of boring. It's like, eh.
Well, because it's just really repetitive and it's just the same thing over and over.
Not even like a good repetitive. It's just sort of dumb. It's like, all right. Obviously, she seems to be taking a cue from what's going on in Top 40 radio in North America, because it sounds like fucking yeah, Britney totally... is what it reminds me of. I don't know. It's just good luck with your thing, Cypress.
I was kind of disappointed because I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those dudes that wears like an all white outfit and then their shirt comes off and stuff like that. And honestly, like I know that this is not the final show or anything like that, but everybody's looking at this right now.
Yeah.
And it's just the one girl just standing there and singing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think she was really singing. She's like lip syncing for that particular performance.
Yeah, but usually when they do a performance, they go out and they go all out and they have dancers and stuff like that. And it was just her just standing there and dancing.
Little silver dress.
Yeah, and that was kind of boring.
Well, it's only 3 minutes, so.
No, it doesn't matter how long it is, Eric. It's how awesome it is.
It wasn't very awesome.
No, it wasn't very awesome.
We'll be posting a link to that on our Facebook page, as well as our website.
But I do need to listen to something else because because it's repeated so many times, it's now stuck in my head.
La 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 la. Well, let's listen to a bit of the one that we listened to last time, so it's not as bad. Well, get that out of your head. Listen to a bit more Denmark. I know we played this last show, but I'm trying to help out Rochelle because she doesn't like that song. So. Let's skip right to it. Maybe it's true. Maybe you're not gonna change. I feel like you have to own it. I feel you are homeless where we live. I feel like you're strange. When you own my feeling, a stranger. I live in no man's land. Okay, you better now or what?
Yeah.
All right, good.
That girl kind of reminds me of Jewel.
Yeah, blonde lady
guitar player
playing acoustic guitar.
No, but and also kind of her voice a little bit too.
I guess. So, yay Denmark, Cyprus.
Yeah.
So, more.
I don't remember Cyprus entering before.
They were in there last year, like. Greek and Cyprus tend to do sort of ethnic-y sounding songs sometimes, if that makes sense.
Not ethnic-y. It's more like they like to have like their traditional cultural music in it.
Yeah, like they're sort of Mediterranean type stuff.
Yeah.
So this is just fucking stupid. Let's get into other things, shall we? Like... cats. Everybody likes cats, right? Like cats? I like cats too. I also like airplanes. An Air Canada flight was delayed for 4 hours after Ripples, the cat, brought on board by one of the plane's passengers, got loose from its carrier and hid inside the plane's cockpit. That could be a problem.
4 hours?
4 hours. They're looking for this cat who is hiding out.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Ripples.
Would that not piss the fuck out of you if you were sitting on the plane and you had to go somewhere and the main reason why you weren't leaving for 4 hours?
Somebody brought their fucking cat on and then they got out. The crew got all the passengers off the plane and called maintenance crews into the cockpit to remove panels and retrieve the cat.
So holy shit, so it just, like, dug its way under something.
Yeah, you know, near all, like, the sensitive equipment that, like, you know, is responsible for keeping the plane crashing and shit like that. So, you know, Kitty's like, meow, meow, I wish I could know. Peter Fitzpatrick, a spokesperson for Air Canada, says the cat managed to hide in the avionics bay in the cockpit, an area that houses vital navigation instruments Any damage caused by ripples could have been potentially catastrophic if it occurred mid-flight.
Oh, yeah. Because if the cat's, like, nibbling away at things or scratching away at things.
Poking away at, like, you know, something which is kind of important. Next thing you know, you all die. And Ripples is like, but it's hot, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But even in that case, really, you look at a cat, and if it's fuzzy and cute, it's easy to forgive a cat, right?
You know the thing that sucks about when flights are delayed is that you have no choice but to stay on the plane because they don't know when you're going to leave.
Yeah, because when we were flying back from Toronto a couple months ago, we were delayed about an hour on the runway, and I was just like, slowly losing my shit. I'm just like, Rochelle, this doesn't fucking move now. I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna start making like demands and stuff like that. And I get it because
but there's no, like, when you're in a situation like that, there is no point in getting pissed off about it because there's no matter what you do, no matter how pissed off you get, there's nothing that can be done.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not possible.
Oh, what was that? Was that the
that was the cat.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the heater behind us. Oh, sorry. I heard a weird noise. I thought it was, because you can hear that sometimes. We have like these crazy, in our place right now, we have like these crazy, like, what do you call these things? These metal things behind us.
They're like water pressure heaters or something.
Yeah, because it's an old building, right? And it makes weird fucking noises. And I thought it was, but apparently it was something different. Not last episode, but the one before, we're going to be moving in a couple weeks to a new place with more bedrooms because we need places to store babies. Apparently you can't put them in drawers. I told Rochelle that was my idea. She looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. I'm like, it's small. It doesn't move around. Not, you know, you close it if it starts crying, right? I guess you can't do that.
No, you can't. You would probably kill our baby.
Live and learn, right, Rochelle?
Yeah, no. You don't get a second chance with a baby.
Oh,
Eric.
Okay. All right.
No, but I think it would be nice because our place right now is, what, like 100 years old versus the new place we're moving into is only
50,
60 something years like that. Old.
It's like a mid-century.
So we don't have to deal with these, like, water pipe things that seriously, they are sucking the moisture out of my face.
I don't know. Like, it's
just so dry in our place.
Yeah,
and I think it's because of that heating system.
And it works well. Don't get me wrong. When it gets warm in here, it gets fucking
no,
warm.
No, it's like, it's way too warm in here.
Yeah.
It's stupid warm. We have our windows open. It's minus 30 outside, and we have to have our windows open.
This is actually no joke. This actually did happen. No, I don't know, think about this year, but at least 1 year back. It was like minus 30.
No, this happened just like last week.
Okay, it was minus 30 degrees Celsius. We had our windows open because it was so warm in our apartment.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's also because we're on the top floor too, but
yeah.
Yeah. There's, I love these, like, I love our place because it has so much character and everything like that. But I think, I don't know, like, you just get to a point when you've been living in a place for so long that the beauty of it and the
novelty's worn off.
The novelty's worn off with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You're more just like, I just want shit to work.
I know. Like, you know, like, little things. I want a shower that was originally designed as a shower.
As a shower.
Not like, yeah. Not like a
I want a bathroom that actually has a fan in it and doesn't have black mold on the walls.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little
welcome
things.
Welcome to like the year 2000.
It's like little things.
Whatever.
It's like, all right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Actually, speaking of apartments, this is a thing. British Star Trek fan says he was heartbroken, very sad, when his ex-wife decided to sell the apartment that he had remodeled into the interior of the Starship Enterprise. So,
wow, really?
Yeah, Tony.
Can you see pictures of this somewhere?
I looked. I couldn't find any. It was unfortunate. Well, it says it looks like the interior of the Starship Enterprise.
So. You know what I think looks like the interior of a Starship?
What?
Old, like silver long trailers, like RV trailers.
Oh, like
from like the 1950s. Those ones that are like rounded and stuff.
Yeah, the Airstreams or whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
those are cool. And the insides kind of remind me of like Star Trek.
We should, why don't we just move into a trailer like that?
Pretend that we're movie stars.
Yeah. Tony Aline, 58.
I need space food.
Yes. Tony Aline, 58 years old, said he spent years turning the interior of his apartment into a recreation of the interior of the Starship Enterprise, but he's getting a divorce from his wife, Georgia, who holds the lease and wants to sell the place. That sucks.
Ooh, see, and that's why you signed the lease together.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, except we didn't do that with the house. You just signed it.
Nah, whatever. So I can, that means I could turn into like a Star Trek house.
But you're also not an asshole.
Yeah. To say I'm gutted, it's an understatement. It's my life's work, and it looks like it's going into a skip. That must be a British word for something. I admit there were tears, he said. Georgia Aline says she's having Tony dismantle his work because she wants to sell the apartment as conventional property. So
maybe he can like take it apart and then find somewhere new and then put it back together again.
Probably not with this divorce. You know how ladies are. They want everything. If we get divorced.
Don't just say that about ladies. In general, people after they get, when they start going through a divorce, they just turn vicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They certainly do. What would you take in mine in the divorce? Not we're like we're getting divorced, but no, you can't because that is part of my body and you cannot take that because I need that for certain things.
But that's the only thing I want.
Well, I'll make you a plaster cast, all right? You can have that as long as you need. All right?
And your armpits.
No, it's fucking gross. I don't know what's your fucking problem with that?
What?
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's good to like the way that your partner smells.
Ugh. No.
You don't like the way that I smell?
You smell like cookies. Sometimes.
I smell like cookies?
Sometimes, but that's usually when you finished making cookies, but
that's not the same.
So maybe you should make.
So what? So are you saying that I should make more cookies? I should
all
just be making cookies all the time.
Well,
and then I should rub cookies all over my body all the time.
Well,
I should like shower in cookie dough.
Well, you're the one reading between the lines, Rochelle.
Oh,
so.
Whatever.
Hey, if that's what you interpret, hey, I'm not going to be the one to stop you, right? But it could be worse, though. You could be in love with a ride.
My heart's just going boom, boom.
Wow, he is really tall.
Yes, he is. Oh my God. After 5 months, it's good to see you.
So what we're watching is we're watching a video of a group of people who...
Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Really?
Yeah. A group of people who
I'm always curious about people that don't look like a particular sex. Like, how do they attract other people?
Well, there's an entire race. Remember that one episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, right? Where command. this is how I explain everything. Everything there's always an answer in an episode of Star Trek. Well, you remember that one episode where Commander Riker encountered that entire planet full of androgynous aliens, right?
No.
Okay, never mind.
But now I want to watch it. And maybe I'll recognize it, but I don't remember.
It's a good
it
analogy for a lot of things.
Hmm.
Anyways, so in this particular video...
But that doesn't answer my question. So how do people attract other people if they're not...
Like attracts like.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, in this particular video, it's showing I guess, you know, a group of people who foster romantic and sometimes even sexual feelings towards inanimate objects, like in the case of this woman here who's in love with an amusement park ride. Like, you know what I mean? Like not like in love, like, oh, this is a great ride. I like to ride it all the time. It's fun. Yay.
Maybe it vibrates and so it gets her off.
No, but like this like deep love, like in...
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's see how this pans out. It's fun.
He's just so noble, so proud, so strong. I not only love him for a sexual attraction, I mean, we're not talking about fetish here. I love him as a mate. I love the roundness of his counterweights at the top. I love him for the narrowness of his jibs. I love him for the elegant lines of his gondola, which is now covered up for the winter. I like the ribbing up underneath his name display there, too. The parallel lines that are coming down. You see where I'm talking
about? Oh, yes, I see it, yeah.
I love that. I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know what I'm thinking about.
She wants to fuck it. She totally wants to fuck it. That's disgusting. That thing is like not going to fit into her vagina no matter what.
No matter how much you try. Sir, it's not going to work out.
No.
All right. Well, let's see where this goes.
This is very personal. When I make love to him at home, when I start climaxing, I just keep saying over and over again, just as I'm starting to go over the edge, I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
Oh, my goodness, Eric. I'm going to throw up. This is so gross.
What did she say? I want your what?
Fluids.
Oh, okay. Apparently, I didn't listen to that part before. But
I don't want to think about that person jerking off. Oh.
Wait.
Thinking about an amusement park ride?
But what? Rochelle, we're not at the best part yet.
Oh, sick.
Michelle, I think you're being extremely judgmental right now.
I did not expect to find a fence like this here at all. He's perfect. I mean, this is the shape that I like so much. These angles, fabulous.
It's not just like amusement park rides. Sometimes it's fences. Sometimes it's fences, Rochelle.
I don't get this.
All right.
You smell good. God, you smell so good.
Mm. Oh! Oh! Sick! She's fucking licking it. She's licking the dirty machine. She's eating oil. She wants its fluids. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think these people might just need to, like, get laid normally. Or else you start to lose your mind and start looking at...
The music park rides ago.
Fucking machine.
There's something that I want to fuck. we talked about a lot of things.
I don't understand why you would want, why we'd fantasize about fucking something that you will never, ever, ever, ever be able to fuck. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Such dangerous objects for me because they are so perfect in their geometry. I mean, I have to say, there is a lot of physical stuff going on right now. I mean, and I think that happens between human relationships as well, but I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence. And I would like to get to know this fence better.
I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence, and I would like to get to know this fence a little bit better. Okay? Okay?
Bleh.
Oh, you are sweet.
are very, very sweet. An OS person talks to their beloved object, and the object communicates back by telepathy.
How many times over when we've made love at home have I asked you for... Look at me. Look at me and say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. I'd rather stay here with you. It's never really goodbye to anyone. Because 1001 knocked, as I have told you many times before, and I will many times repeat it, I love you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, later in this particular episode, I don't have this video yet, but there's somebody who gets married to the Eiffel Tower, you know, the one in France, because this person has a, a romantic attraction to this thing, which I get, you know, looks like a giant,
well, maybe it's,
giant phallus, right?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem, is that so many things have been made to look like giant cocks that all these lonely women, you know, just start fantasizing about those objects.
Wow. Yeah, because at least on the fence, if you really wanted to, you could sit on it.
She was sitting on it.
I mean, sit on it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I think that would hurt, though.
Well, hurt less than...
You, like, rub against it.
Yeah. Hurt less than that giant amusement park ride.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally do not understand this. Do you get it? Like, have you ever looked at something and be like, well, I want to fuck that, and it's just an object?
No. Yeah. But, you know, who am I to judge, Rochelle? It's a big, big world we live in.
So this is a thing. This is like a thing that...
This is, well,
like a condition that people have.
Yeah, well,
like,
I guess...
Because that's what they said, OS people.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands for. That
object...
Sexualis or...
Something like that, yeah.
There you go.
I know there's like some sculpture that somebody showed me in Germany, and it's like a cement slab that has a hole in it, and you can, like, dudes like jerk themselves off in the hole.
You're supposed to do that, or?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Well, I'd make sure that it wouldn't be like a hole that somebody's used before, but.
No, it's been used before.
Well,
and but it's cement. Like, how would that be nice?
Well, it's just a place to jerk off, right?
Yeah.
If you have any topic ideas, any questions,
or if you're attracted to any particular buildings, let us know.
info@tiptaptip.com. That's our email address where you send stuff. You send stuff that we talk about, like stories and this and that. Here's a story. After several weeks of complaints from citizens about an overly aggressive salesman, police responded to a residence where a female reported that a man pressured her way into her home. Police said the man allegedly refused to leave unless the woman either, and this is the deal he made with the woman, submitted to drug use and sexual activity, or bought a magazine subscription.
What?
There's a deal.
This is our one time only special offer. Let me fuck you and get you high, or get a magazine subscription.
Exactly. Well, it's a tough call. It's like, you know.
I never understood that door to door salesman thing. I didn't think that people did that anymore.
Well, I haven't lived.
We never lived in a house.
No. So maybe that's going to be one of the perks of us moving to a house.
That's not a perk, that's an irritation.
Sometimes you just want to talk to people. Like, hey,
no, not those people.
All right, we'll tell you what.
Eric, you want someone to come over to our place and say to you, either you fuck me right now or buy a magazine subscription.
No, not like
that's
that.
That's what you're looking forward to?
Well, and it wasn't just fucking. He did offer her drugs.
What? So she can get super high before he rapes her?
I don't know. Well, because he's giving her the choice of the magazine subscription, that implies to me that it isn't rape because it is a choice, right? You know,
and that's probably what the psycho thought too.
It's like, you know, technically it's
and
not
so
rape
you're
because
able to think like a psycho. That's awesome, Eric. I'm
because,
so
you know,
happy.
She doesn't. If she doesn't want to get raped, can take the subscription to Chatelaine or something like that, or Redbook.
No, it's not justifiable. It's stupid.
There is a choice involved. Anyways, the woman says she bought the magazines and immediately called the police. Obviously, she made the right choice there. Police talked to several members of the sales group and eventually identified the subject, the suspect, Jared Michael Arnold.
Eric Allen Skilling.
Shut up. I'm not a salesman.
Well, at least you gave her the choice.
Shut up.
Well, I'm sorry, but you just totally justified
rape?
What he did.
Did I just justify
you
rape?
You did.
Sometimes my mouth talks before my brain goes, what are you fucking saying, dummy? Police warn residents to be cautious when dealing with door-to-door salespeople and report any suspicious activities. So, what if it wasn't a magazine that you actually wanted? Like, if he showed you, like, his catalog of magazines, and you're like, fuck.
Eric, you would just get the magazine subscription to get the, like, fucking psycho out of your home.
It's like, fine, I'll get a subscription to, things. Anyways.
I'd be like, whatever, I don't care, just get the fuck out of here. That's what I would be like.
Sounds good. And speaking of getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that thing, because that's what we do. We get the fuck out of here when the time is done to do the thing. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip.
We have things on our website.
Stuff. T-shirts.
Yeah, seriously?
Comments. Funny pictures that Eric posts for every single episode.
We do all this work. Put in the show. Buy a T-shirt. Say something. Be nice.
We hope you enjoy.
Yeah. If you like the show, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your relatives, your lovers, your amusement park rides, your fences even.
Your inanimate object lovers.
Tell them to listen to the show because it is fantastic. Because word of mouth is the best way that the show can spread.
As well as diseases.
As well as diseases. Go to iTunes, give us a good rating, good
times.
Review and stuff. TipTapTip.com is our website. That's where you go. Anything else you want to say before we head out of here, Rochelle?
info@TipTapTip.com for emails.
Yes, that's what we do. We read the emails. Okay, thanks. My name's Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.